This morning, in my Bible study, I decided, I was reading John, the Gospel of John, and I love the Gospel of John. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. The four Gospels reveal different pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. Each one of them pictures Christ in a different way, in a different light. And so it's like four different men standing on four different corners at an intersection and watching an event that occurs like a car wreck. Each one sees the accident in a little different way. And so the four Gospels picture Christ in different ways. And each one of them has wonderful truth that makes known to us more beautiful facts about our wonderful Lord. And so in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, as I began to write down the names of Christ, I was amazed at the number of different names that are given to Christ in John, chapter 1. Now, you know, back in Old Testament times especially, names revealed facts about the people that they were given various different names. They revealed facts about that individual. And the names of the Lord Jesus, they revealed so many wonderful truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I've heard people speak about the names of God, but I've never heard anybody talk about just the names of Jesus Christ. And so I decided I would write down and begin a list of the names of Jesus Christ as I'm reading through the New Testament. And so I've, of course, already gotten to the Gospel of John, so I've missed a lot of the names already. But as I read through the Scriptures, I will continue to write down the names of Christ. But I challenge you to get a New Testament or a Bible, turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and just read the first chapter and see how many names of the Lord Jesus Christ that you can find. It is amazing the number of names of Christ that appear. Now, I'll give you some that I have found in John chapter 1, and probably I've overlooked some. And so I challenge you to get your Bible, to go to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and see how many names that are given concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in John chapter 1 and verse 34, we find this, "And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." That's one of the names of Jesus, the Son of God, for that's who Jesus is. He is the Son of God. And John gave testimony to that fact, that Jesus is the Son of God. Again, in verse 49, "Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God." Notice that, "thou art the Son of God." And so we see the name that's given to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called the Son of God. And you'll notice also that Nathanael called Jesus Rabbi. "Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi." The word Rabbi means teacher. And so there we see that Jesus is called Rabbi. As I was reading, I went on into John chapter 3, and there I found that Jesus was called Rabbi again by Nicodemus. Nicodemus called him Rabbi, which means teacher. And so we see some interesting names given to the Lord Jesus Christ that tell us about the Lord Jesus and give us information about who Jesus is. Also, if you'll look in John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, we read, "Him, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not," or did not put it out. The word light goes on to be explained in verse 7 through verse 9. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And we find in John 8:12, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." And so here we see one of the names of Christ, light. He is the light in this sin-darkened world, the spiritual light who illuminates and opens up man's understanding to the Word of God. And so the light is a name of Jesus Christ. And then the Son of Man, John chapter 1 and verse 51. John 1, 51. "And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." And so Jesus Christ is called the Son of Man, because he was a human being, just like you and I. And yet he is the Son of God, manifested and revealed in human form. And so again, another beautiful picture and truth as to who Jesus is. And then, of course, in John 1 and verse 1, he's called the Word. "In the beginning was the Word." And the Word is capitalized because it's a name. He is the Word. And the Word capitalized was with God, and the Word capitalized was God. Now, how do we know that this is a name of Jesus Christ? Well, verse 14 tells us, "And the Word was made flesh." That is, the Word, who is God, who was with God in the beginning with God, this one was made flesh. He became a human being. That is, he took on physical form and dwelt among us. The writer John saw him, knew him personally, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son, or the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now he said this one, called the Word, revealed the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Now John 3:16 tells us that Jesus is God's only begotten Son. And this one, the Word, was full of grace and truth. Well, if you go to verse 17, you see the connection. "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Oh, beloved, don't you see the truth here? Don't you see the beauty of the truth? Here, another name given to the Lord Jesus is Jesus Christ. Right here, we just read it in verse 17. And so here's another name given to him, Jesus Christ. John 1, 17. And so we know who the Word of God is. We know the Word of God is Jesus Christ, because we read in verse 14 that the Word was full of grace and truth. And verse 17 tells us that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, beloved, the Word of God is full of so many wonderful, wonderful nuggets of truth. Oh, I hope you'll get into the Word of God today and look at the nuggets of truth there. Now, in John 1:18, we find that Jesus is called the only begotten Son of God. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. And so again, we see the name Christ, meaning Messiah, is found here in John chapter 1 and verse 20. And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ, speaking concerning the Lord Jesus. And in verse 41 of John chapter 1, we read, he first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah's, which is being interpreted the Christ. And so we see what the word Christ means. It means the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah of Israel. Jesus Christ is the Messiah of Israel. And so we see what the Word of God shows us here in John chapter 1 again, that Jesus is Messiah, for his name Christ means Messiah. Again, Jesus is referred to as the prophet. In John 1:21, notice what, and they ask him, what then? Art thou Elias? They were speaking to John the Baptist, and he saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? That prophet was foretold in the Old Testament, and Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of that prophecy. And he answered, no. Again in verse 25, and they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? And so again, one of the names of Jesus Christ, he is the prophet which was foretold. And the Lamb of God, that's another name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 29 of John 1. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus is the Lamb of God. The word Jesus meaning Savior. He is the Lamb of God. Again in verse 36 of John 1, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, behold, the Lamb of God. Oh, the Lamb of God. Many, many Old Testament scriptures tell us about lambs that were offered in sacrifice to God. And so Jesus is the fulfillment of all of those Old Testament sacrifices, for Jesus also was sacrificed on an old rugged cross for the sins of the human race. Thus he is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Oh, beloved, don't you see these beautiful nuggets of truth that are found here in John chapter 1? Jesus is also called Jesus of Nazareth. John 1 and verse 45. Let me find it here. John 1. Verse 45, Philip findeth Nathanael, saith unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And so we see that the Lord Jesus was of Nazareth, and they thought that he was the son of Joseph. He really wasn't. As we know from the scriptures, Jesus was virgin born. God's word's very clear and plain about that. But because he was from Nazareth, he was called Jesus of Nazareth. And again, He's called the King of Israel here in John chapter 1. And that's amazing. I never realized this before as I was looking for the names of Jesus here in John chapter 1. And here in John chapter 1, he's given the name, the King of Israel. John chapter 1 and verse 49. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Verse 49. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi. There's one of the names of Jesus, Rabbi. Thou art the Son of God. There's another name of Jesus. Thou art the King of Israel. There's a third name of the Lord Jesus, found right there in that passage of Scripture, verse 49. And so you see, beloved, there's many beautiful pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ that are located and found here in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. And so I'd invite you to get into John chapter 1 again and to underline or to mark with a yellow pencil the names of Jesus and see how many of them that you can find here in the Gospel of John chapter 1. That reveal and tell us beautiful truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. I think you'll be amazed at all the names you find. Till next time, goodbye.